episode 2. I'm Sean Magwitz, one of your hosts.
This is Yaron Pacht, co-founder.
Aaron Mellowitz, co-founder.
Just so you guys know, what we're doing is we're just recording one of our meetings so that people realize that having a business meeting and starting a business doesn't really take that much. It just takes effort and consistency.
We're hoping you guys can listen in, find some value for yourselves. Maybe you guys have some comments to help us, or maybe you want to just
party. And hopefully we're going to start interviewing some awesome startups. We already had like a ton of meetings this week, and we're hoping to meet a lot more people and bring them on the cast.
Yeah. And just so everyone's aware, I had a really nice big cup of hot cocoa with marshmallows and whipped cream from Coffix. It was sick. So I'm really on a sugar rush. But we'll just get past that right now. And we'll move on to our first thing to discuss. First thing we're discussing here is the email template. As far as like MailChimp goes and everything, I'll let Jaron take that away.
Right. Okay. So basically, we actually just completed our first email template today. We literally just finished editing it right before we started this show, so there's not that much to talk about. But basically what's going to happen is right after we finish the show, we're going to upload our email list of all the people that we met through the different events that we've been to so far, and then we're going to send that out to all those people, hopefully get some content out to those people, and get them to be more interactive with Jerusalem Hub, our services, and all, everything that we have to offer.
So look out for our spam email, and...
Just in case people are wondering, if anyone wants to enlighten the listeners what events we actually attended and where we got our contacts from, Aaron, would you like to?
Amazing. Last week we attended two crazy meetings. One was at what's that place called again? Home Talk.
Yep.
And it was hosted by Mass Challenge. They're also a big startup accelerator all over worldwide, working with thousands of startups. We got a chance to pitch ourselves in 1 minute, and so I handled that. I took the initiative to do the 1 minute pitch and ended it off with a selfie, and everyone crowded us afterwards, so we got a ton of connections. We already sat with one of the people we met there yesterday.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then last Thursday we attended the Globes Israeli Business Conference, which Bubbles was there, aka BB.
And I coined that, by the way.
That was Sharm's term. And we like slayed it there. We met so many people, we got so much contact information. We spoke with Stan with us. I saw them walking, like, hey, Stan with us. And they're like, hey, can we get involved with you? Work something out. So we're already in contact with them. And we're going to try to collab with them also. And a ton of other people. Hopefully, we're going to set up a meeting with Nir Barakat.
Yeah, don't forget. We got a selfie with Ayel Shaked.
That was pretty solid. So
we had to sit through a lot of boring people talking in order to get that selfie, but we were very assertive about it.
Yeah, I kind of bailed out on that because I was getting really sick, and I'm still sick now, if you can tell by my voice.
Oh, so that's where I got it from. Okay.
You didn't get it from me. I didn't kiss you.
Hey, that's kind of weird.
Really exciting news. This coming Thursday night, we are having our first hosted by us Jerusalem Hub event at Power Coffee Works.
You guys can check it out on Facebook.
You can check it out on Facebook. Just look up Jerusalem Hub or Coffee Power Works. Originally thought we're going to have maybe 30 people, but right now we have about 290 people interested altogether.
It's actually over 300.
With 12 commits. Over 300 now?
Over 300.
Holy crap.
We did not expect that.
Did not expect that. So hopefully we'll be filling up the house. And
how many people do we have pitching?
Right now there's about 12 people that committed to pitching.
That's crazy.
And when people who didn't sign up see them pitching, they're like, "Oh, can we pitch?" And we're like, "Of course you could pitch."
Yeah. So you know, I guess because we're on the subject, let's jump to that for a second. Let's talk about this event. So yeah. I think we should be a little bit more organized about it than just being like, hey, everyone just shows up and we'll figure it out. I mean, there's not that much, right? Basically, it's going to be people show up, they get their coffee, they mingle a little bit, and then we should have a set time. Like, let's say if it starts at 8 p.m., then by 8:30 we start. the pitching thing, right? And then whoever's going to pitch is going to pitch. We'll have our 12 people that signed up, and whoever else will sign up in the future pitch. And then after that, we'll ask if there's any, like, we have 5-6 people that can pitch if they want or whatever it is. And then after that, people could just kind of network and mingle.
Again. And so we're talking about how it's going to go about.
Right.
So like you're saying, like, so I was also thinking that people come in, like, they meet, mingle, and then we stand up, we give our talk, us three.
Right.
And then we open the floor for, we'll go down a list and call people up. Okay, your turn to pitch. And just like they did at Mass Challenge.
Who wants to be the one that delegates the pitching? That could be
what
any
do you
one
mean
of
by,
us.
What do you mean
meaning
by
the one who says, like, your time is up, next person, come
that's
on.
That's fine, you just put it on your phone, just put a stopwatch.
No, I'm saying...
We're going to create a list, and we're going to go and...
Saying, does anyone want to introduce the people that are...
I don't mind introducing, you can introduce.
So who wants to do it?
But I'm happy to get up first and yell at everyone to shut up and start talking about their somehow.
Okay, good. All right. I kind of came up with a little bit of what I was going to say or what I was thinking about saying.
Okay. Do you have something that you're going to say as well?
Not yet. I'll get
all three of us should definitely say something.
Yeah, we'll each speak for a few minutes. Fine. So let's say like this. The event starts at 8. We want to give people a little bit of time to get settled and also just for people to show up because let's be honest, people do not show up on time.
Yep.
So let's say 8:30, 8:45. We'll start the pitching. We'll get up there. We'll talk for whatever it is, 5 to 10 minutes, whatever that is. And then we'll have people pitch, and then afterwards people just kind of do their own thing.
Yep.
So nothing too complicated, but it'll be fun, it'll be good, people will get a lot of information and a lot of value out of it.
By the way, going on what we were talking about, what Aaron was mentioning before, I just wanted to give him a real shout out there. He did a very good job pitching at the home talk thing.
Thank you.
Granted, there's a first time for everything, but the fact that we made an effort, and the fact that we got the most feedback after all the pitching, that was all on your part. I think the selfie killed everyone in that one.
Yeah.
What was interesting about that, actually, is that you see the difference in what people need as far as, like, ideas. Like, you have people who come up with these ideas, and they have the wherewithal and the abilities to make those ideas, but they don't... Like, you'd think that those people would also know how to pitch their ideas, and they would also know what they need. But the funny thing is that when you hear people who come up with the ideas and have the technology to do the ideas, they don't know how to pitch their own ideas. And it's interesting, and I was talking to a guy actually at the, what was it called? The Globes conference. This guy just came up to me, which we're going to discuss that soon. I was like eating food, because you know the food's free and everything. I was just trying to get as much food as I could possible. And this dude just comes up to me.
Hashtag alcohol.
Yeah, hashtag alcohol, straight up. But what the dude was telling me was, he was like, he mentioned one thing to me, and he said to me, he's like, yeah, Israel's all about technology, but they don't do marketing. And it's like, that's something that people really need to realize, that there's a lot of smart people in this country, but Israel, I mean, have you seen the ads in this country? I don't even understand them. So, like, honestly,
that's
like...
That's not because of the language barrier, people.
Like,
which is where we come in, which I'm sure that's like...
There's a lot of creative type people in this country, which makes Israel such a... Which is why Israel is coined the startup nation, but marketing is not their forte. Which gives us a real niche market there, and it's very interesting to learn and understand that as we go further in building this company.
Did you guys see the my Daily Beast posting schedule infographic?
Yes,
man?
I did see that.
So it's like solid. Like, I don't know how many people are actually doing that much effort, but we see that that's what we've been doing almost every single day.
Yeah.
And the results it's yielding is intense.
Something's just exciting to share with the crowd. We posted today on StumbleUpon.
What is StumbleUpon?
StumbleUpon is a social media networking platform. Honestly, I didn't know about it until a week or two ago. Arna shared that with me. And so we posted one of the articles that I had written a couple weeks ago, and it just kind of snowballed. All of a sudden, we were getting insane amounts of traffic on our website from StumbleUpon. And I mean, I don't even have any friends or likes or anything on that platform. I just kind of threw it up there.
The thing that we can learn from that is that you have to be, if you want to be solid in marketing, you have to be everywhere, because you don't know which platform is going to take off for you.
Right. That's the last one I would have expected, honestly. I usually go, like, it's going to be Facebook.
Like, I'm just going to quickly go down a list of the things where what our method is for posting organically. We don't pay for ads yet, by the way.
And we're number 4 on page 1 of Google.
Yeah, so here we go. So. I'm going to post this on Twitter everywhere so you all can see it as well. The Daily Beast posting schedule is what we do daily. A Facebook page and a story on our Facebook page. Actually, stories on Facebook page is completely new. And then we created a list, which we're not going to tell you about this, the contents of this list, but it's a group. It's a list of niche groups with over thousands of...
thousands.
People,
I think
10,000. So we probably accumulate like a million people altogether on these lists. on these Facebook groups that we share all the content to. Instagram post and a story there, LinkedIn post and a business page post. If your business doesn't have a LinkedIn business account, business page,
then what are you doing?
What are you doing today? Twitter, post to Twitter, post on Google Plus, post on Reddit. Yes, don't forget Reddit. I probably posted like to 15 Tumblr accounts, Pinterest and StumbleUpon. It's a lot. And plus we're doing podcasting and we haven't even gone to YouTube yet. So like, it's a beast schedule and we do it every single day. And literally once you have the content, it takes about 5 minutes to post everywhere. And just sorry, so, went off tangent with whatever you want to get to.
Just so people know, by the way, I just finished, for the second time actually, I just finished the book Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. If you haven't heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, then you shouldn't be using the internet at all. Like, you should probably go live in the mountains.
Probably sue yourself.
Yeah, and he was talking about content. You just have to keep blasting every content. And it sounds annoying, and it sounds repetitive. And at times it might feel like you're like doing the same stupid garbage and you don't know what's coming of it. But you're when you're marketing your own brand and you're developing your own brand, you just keep doing that repetitive steps, it actually ends up working. The only reason why we haven't paid for ads is because we don't need to, because we've just been quote unquote crushing it. We don't need to yet.
Also, we don't have capital, but it's definitely in the
yeah. On to the next. So what I briefly mentioned before, I was sitting at the Globes conference, literally just stuffing my face with food, and then this dude who I have coined as Israeli Tom Hanks came over to me and started talking to me about his idea. He just started talking to me. I was like, oh okay, so this is happening. And he was telling me about his idea. Basically, what they call themselves Whitetail. They have coined themselves as the Uber for traveling. I briefly looked at his pitch deck. It's pretty interesting. What I wanted to review here today was the fact that we're gonna go over his pitch deck as well as make a meeting with him to figure out what he needs. I think he mentioned that he needed investors and marketing and all that stuff. I wanted to know what you guys thought about that. If anyone wants to. Yeah.
So the question is, what does he want first? Or what does he need right now? Does he have money? Does he have capital that he didn't say he does? Or is he looking for investors for which part? The first seed, second? Does he have capital to market right now?
So he said a lot of things.
So we need to arrange a meeting with him and get like the full like blown like story about him,
right,
about his company.
So he said a lot of things, and he also like assumed that I was a lot of things, and I kind of told him like, he's like, so are you an investment banker? I was like, no, I'm not an investment banker. I was like, so what investment? And then he's like, what investment bank do you work for? I was like, okay, I guess I'm an investment banker. Yeah, sure, I'm an investment banker. And like it was just a really funky conversation, but he had an interesting pitch deck. And it's an I think first and foremost, everyone's looking for money for the most part.
Yeah.
Just looking at their pitch deck, it was pretty nice. It's a pretty impressive pitch deck. I had off the bat, I had a few issues with it, but it was a pretty nice pitch deck. Other than that, like the same thing with the whole Silbo thing. I think honestly, the guy even told me, he said, Israel's very good at inventing things, but marketing is not their forte. And I think, honestly, there's a lot of great ideas in this country, and unless they have their marketing first, they're
unless
never going to get...
proper representation.
Right. Unless they have that representation as well as in marketing, they're not going to get the money they're looking for. And I honestly will stick by the idea that marketing comes first for most of these people.
So it's something we need to sell these people on is like, we're geared to make sure that you get the investments that you need, but... you also really need to seriously think about marketing, because if you're not marketing now, you're going to be obsolete in a day.
Yeah, 100%. I mean...
social media is free. There's absolutely no reason. If you have a team of developers right now, and anybody else, or even the CEO, like, what else are you doing with your time? Start posting on Twitter. Start bringing content to your Facebook page. Start putting content on Instagram. Like, you have the time for it. It only takes 5 minutes, and it's free. It's just getting its brand awareness, which you can start doing now. And when investors see that, they're active on all these social medias and we could find them. They're not just like some mystery ghost company that just came out of nowhere. Then they'll be more impressed and they'll be more inclined to invest in you, not just because of your pitch deck, but just because they see that you're an actual legit company that's out there. That's just the thought that came to my head right now. Like, seriously, like, they're looking for marketing and they'll pay someone for marketing, but they could be doing this all this stuff for free, right?
Yeah.
Like, free advice there. Come on.
Guys, get yourself out there.
COOs or CEOs or whatever you're calling yourselves, co-founders, it's the social media is free. LinkedIn is free. You could be, if you are active on LinkedIn, talking about your company and what you believe in, like, forget, oh, these people are going to steal my ideas. There's 100 other people with the same idea as yours. And the only difference that you're going to have is that if you start getting active on LinkedIn, that per se, you're going to find investors really quickly, because there are a lot of investors on LinkedIn, but you have to just get out there, and it's free. Right. Forget money.
Like, honestly, something that I'm learning from this experience is what's more important than having a good idea is just having the confidence and the ability and wherewithal to just get yourself out there. Get your name on the market. You know, even if you have a good idea or a bad idea, that can always be developed and changed. But to get yourself out on the market, that's, people recognize their name. They see your name. All of a sudden they know who you are. They want to start talking to you because you're out there. You're somebody who's active. A lot of people are passive about it. Get yourself out there. See what you can accomplish just by that, if nothing else.
I can say personally, and probably for everyone else here, once we all started getting active on social media, especially LinkedIn and Facebook, mm-hmm. and our Facebook page, we've been, like, without even going to people, they've been writing to us and saying, hey, mm-hmm. what are you guys all about? Or can we get a meeting? And we don't even know these people. And that's just by getting out there and saying, like, oh, I want to talk about my story and my product and my idea. Maybe somebody else who believes in it will contact me. And you know what? They will.
They absolutely will. We've had that happen to us. I mean, we literally had this guy, Clayton, from Australia. He contacted me about 2.5 weeks ago. He's just like, hey, man, I saw what you guys did. I saw your video. I saw your posts. I really believe in what you guys are doing, and I want to get involved. He started to share with me all the resources that he has, and now we're actually dealing with him. We're working with him a little bit. We're trying to find an investor for Silbo through Clayton. So, and that's just from posting some stuff on the internet. Boom.
Boom.
Free.
free.
Anyhow, so yeah, as far as Israeli Tom Hanks goes, I'm gonna set up a meeting with him for next week.
That's the next step.
We're gonna go over the pitch deck and we're gonna see what happens.
Cool.
But it's exciting stuff. And just so you guys know, based on what everyone was saying, we're gonna move on to the next thing. But just based on what everyone was saying, we're all, like, it's scary to do this stuff. It's scary to sit here and record a podcast. It's scary to broadcast my own thoughts on every social media outlet out there. It's scary. And you have to realize that you have to get yourself out of your comfort zone. You got to enjoy the journey. And sometimes I get like nightmares. That's a joke. I don't actually get nightmares. But the reality is that it's scary. And the second you do it, it's a thrill. And it's an amazing journey. On to the next thing. You guys had a meeting with Mayrav.
Yeah.
Who wants to take that?
Yeah. All right. Mayrav is a woman that we met at the... it was the Mass Challenge event, and then we actually saw her again at the Globes event. We had a meeting with her yesterday about her new app. It's called Cardit, and basically, that was an incredibly useful meeting for her and for us.
Especially for us,
definitely. So just let's start with her for a second. I'm not going to get too in the detail, but basically her app is going to...
Cool.
Give people the opportunity to have everybody have their gift cards in one area. So let's say you like go to Starbucks or whatever. Instead of having to shell out your gift card, it's all the points or whatever it is are on the app. I'm not doing a very good job explaining it, honestly, but it actually was a very cool idea. And so we started talking to her a little bit about it. She was talking to us a little bit about it. And then this crazy moment came up where we're sitting there at the table and she says to us, okay, so, you know, it sounds like she says to us, you know, I'd love to work with you guys. You guys seem like, you know, solid, I trust you guys. And then she says, just one thing though, what's the difference between you, Jerusalem Hub, and any other accelerator? And so, you know, R and I just sat there for a second. We're slightly dumbfounded. It took a split second, and then I just said, hey Mayrav, are they sitting with you right now? Are they giving you their personal attention? Are they working with you one-on-one? And so I came up with this term.
What were her answers?
Right, and she said, like, no, they're not. Absolutely not. You know, I had to go to them, I had to talk to them, and this is a very different experience from that. And I said, yeah, so think of us as your angel partner. So that was such an interesting moment because it kind of gave us a new identity for our company that we want to start working towards.
Explain what our actual product is.
Right, what our product is. So we call it Angel Partners.
Which is?
So we have a couple of different ideas. We're in the middle of trying to really define that and get that solidified. But the general idea of that would be that we're not just an accelerator that you come to for resources. We become your partner in what you're dealing with. We'll sit down with you, we'll have a meeting with you, personally interact with you, and then create a program, whether it be through investors or marketing or any other type of resource that you need that's specifically tailored to what you need and to your company app idea, whatever it is.
And even further than that, we're going to like you get bogged down by all the crazy details, all the things going on, which direction should you go, we're there for you to advise you to bring, you have an app that you want or an idea that you want to put out, we want to help you get to that app without getting bogged down by all that stuff. So we want to lead you in the right direction, especially when you like hit walls and you need a solution, we're there for you to help you figure out that solution. That's what we are. That's what Jerusalem Hub is. We are here for you. We want to give you the best experience, like that you're not alone, because starting a startup is
it's daunting.
It's daunting, and to an extent, like that's why there a lot of these accelerators might come up, because like they realize that these people don't have the resources and they are alone. But some people still feel alone after that because they're still running around trying to grab the resources. So that's what we're here for. We're stepping in, and we're your partner.
Right. And by the way, anybody that's listening and wants to expand on that or has any ideas about that or wants to ask more questions on that, please get in contact with us. You can either hit us up on Facebook, you can hit us up on JerusalemHub.com, Twitter, Instagram, StumbleUpon.
No, you can't wait to us.
Oh, you can? Okay, fine.
So that's LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, definitely LinkedIn. That's a big one. And yeah, talk to us.
So as far as the meeting that you guys had with Nirav, like what is it that she needs? Like, did you guys pinpoint what she needed?
She needs UI UX. Designer, which I know a few already, so I'm already talking to one and getting her in contact with one, and eventually more stuff. Like,
so
she's really
for
small
partners in consulting.
Yeah.
We're gonna move on. So we discussed. Does anyone want to elaborate on what our coined term angel partner is? Because that was the big aha moment that you guys had from that meeting, which is I think is kind of cool.
Right. Like, so fine. The main question is like, what is Jerusalem on? Because we're like, oh, we do this, we do that. We do MVPs, we do business consulting, we work with entrepreneurs, we do networking.
Right.
But then when you think about it, these are just commodities. I'll tell you where that thought came up. I was listening to this amazing book called The E-Myth, which everyone should be listening to. It talks about like the entrepreneurial myth. Why do a lot of businesses fail? And stuff, because they don't really have that direction. So the one thing you talked about was like what a lot of people think that they're doing is like they're a business and they are providing, like they're making pies. So I sell pies, that's what my business is. But no, your business is making people feel good because they're eating those pies. The pies are just a commodity. So for us, like the business consulting is a commodity, entrepreneurial network is a commodity, building MVPs and startup advising and getting connected to investors is a commodity. But what are we really? So that meeting with Mirav, we kind of figured out that we're partners. We show you that you as an entrepreneur and a startup are not alone, and we're here to help you get to that next step and just really launch out your product the way it should be. And all the other stuff, all the commodities that come with it are whatever you need, the consulting, the MVP building, the investors, the networking, and almost anything that you could possibly need. Marketing, that's where we are here for you. Mm-hmm. That's what Jerusalem Hub is.
That's well put.
Okay, yeah. So now I want to go discuss the website. There's a lot that needs to be discussed about the website. I know that Jaron has been talking about that, so I'm going to let Jaron take it away.
Sure. So the website is our home base. Everything leads back to the website. Literally, all of our content, everything, and every single person. I mean, we keep on mentioning here, if you want to get in touch with us, you can either hit us up on social media, our website. So we need to focus on that. We need to make that a priority. What does that mean? We need to update it with new content and with new pictures, new graphics and such. And so we've been working on a couple of the website content features. Shalom and I, for example, we were writing bios for ourselves yesterday. I put a section for you. You can fill yours in. Awesome. We were working on a definition for the angel investors, what we do, our mission statement.
You mean angel partners?
What?
You mean angel partners.
Angel partners.
Yeah. Right, angel partners. Right. I didn't finish it yet, but I'm working on it right now. Why we do what we do, all those kinds of things. Because essentially, we're going to have a page called About Us, right? And the About Us page is going to tell a story. And the story is the story of Jerusalem Hub. How we came to be, why we do what we do, and who we are. Right? You want to be like a tale of dragons and fairies. That's the idea, right? You actually want it to have feeling. You want it to have dragons, wizards, sorcery, whatever, man. All
of
it.
The night in Machon Lev when people realized at the end of Game of Thrones book one that there were dragons. There was a lot of screaming. Exciting screaming.
Right. So that's what we want for us. Exactly. So that needs to be a big part of our site. Obviously, we have a lot of pictures that were just kind of thrown on there as a template. We need to change those, make those more personal. The website needs to be ours. It needs to be a place where people come to and they want to be there. Not just like, okay, they have a website for the sake. No, we have a website that's good, but it needs to be so much more. Because like mm-hmm. I was saying, everything goes back to that.
Right now we're driving a lot of traffic there through the blog.
So right. As far as pictures specifically, what do we want to change?
Right. Okay. So for example, the profile pic, we already have profile pics, whatever, might change that or not. We need to change, like, there's a couple of random pictures just around.
Yeah, the templated pictures.
Right, the templated pictures. So one of them, for example, we could put your selfie from the MASH challenge, put that up there. I think that's great because it shows there's a lot of people interested in us. It shows a lot of people. It looks like people are all there for us. Whether it's true or not is irrelevant, but it looks like that. And so that's important. That kind of picture, or if we have new logos or new idea pictures, that could go up there too. Maybe something related to Jerusalem. Our front picture, the Jerusalem Cords Bridge, that can stay. I think we should also definitely get involved with what we were talking about, cutting drone videos and putting that there. It'll personalize it a little bit more, make it more high tech, and also give it a certain vibe, like a modern, up-to-date, really advanced vibe. In terms of content, we were talking about content in terms of like the About Us and what we do and all that stuff, but also we just got to keep on adding our content, our blogs, our podcasts, stuff like that. We got to have libraries.
Pictures,
definitely. It kind of wanted to be like the sort of thing where people come back to that and they want to spend time on our website. They want to go around, they want to search around, they want to see what we've been up to, what we're up to currently, what we're going to be up to, who we're working with. All that kind of stuff. We need all that. Right? It's our home. It's our online home.
Correct. Graphics. Like, what do you mean
graphics,
specifically?
Graphics. Well, I was kind of talking about the drone flyover things, but I don't really have a specific idea at this point, but maybe one of us can come up with a cool idea, or somebody that's listening has a cool idea.
We're always open to ideas.
Yes, we are always open to ideas, criticism, and everything in between. So you can definitely get in contact with us.
Do we need to upgrade anything? Is there anything? I mean, I think as far as the site is itself, it's okay. We just have to update it in terms of content and pictures and all that stuff.
Right. The truth is, it's not even a whole lot of work. It just needs to get
done. Just to be done, right?
Right. Exactly. Like, we have most of the material already at our disposal. We just need to get it done.
Okay. Cool.
And like, we've been focusing on other things, and that's good. But this also needs to be like in that forefront, the top five things I need to get done.
There's a lot to
do. Yes, there's always yeah. more.
It's always something to do.
Hey, that's the sign of a growing business, right?
Just to change things to our event coming up. Again, it's on Thursday at Power Coffee Works on Agrippas near Shuk Mahane Yehuda at 8 o'clock. Is there a discount?
There's 20% discount.
They have pretty good coffee there. You should check them out on Facebook as well. They're pretty sick. It's a cool
Their
vibe.
Irish coffee is amazing.
We go there to work sometimes. So you might catch us there. It's a cool place to work. But just getting back to the event, there's a couple things we need to go over, such as, like, what are we going to be talking about? I think everyone has an idea of what we're going to say. The thing that I'm more specifically interested in is what order are we speaking? It doesn't really matter. I think Aaron mentioned that he's going to be the one that shuts people up, so I'll say Aaron will be speaking first.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, I mean, if you don't mind, I kind of want to open. I wanted to open and kind of create a vibe. Like the, hey guys, this is our image. This is what we, I'm not going to say
it's
right
a,
now.
It's a little aggressive.
No, and I want to be aggressive. That's fine. I want people to hear it and be inspired, be empowered, and be like, damn, what are these guys up to? That's the kind of vibe I want to give off. If you guys are all up to that, I'd love to do that.
That's what I had in mind as well.
Okay, so, you know, whatever. We can both put our own two cents in there. That's fine.
Okay.
And then somebody, it
who
doesn't
wants
matter.
To be the Kishkas?
Meaning just talking about what we do?
In the middle, yeah. There's got to be an opening, a middle person, and a close.
So, how about you can open?
Okay.
Yaron can open. You could be in the middle. I'll finish off and then start calling people up for the...
Sure. Okay, great.
But we've got to split it up so we're not, like, talking about the same thing twice.
Sure. So the structure of the event, doors open at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? And at 8:30, we're going to have people starting...
We'll play it like this. We'll say 8:30, but if people only start showing up later, so let's say 8:45.
Okay.
But no later than 8:45, we're going to start doing the pitching already.
Yeah.
Okay. After the presenting... what's going to happen? Is this going to be just people mingling?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When the presenting is over, are we going to do the same structure as we saw last time, where we're just going to say the marketer's there, people there, or whatever
we'll
there?
We'll give an outro. Like, one of us will do it. I don't mind if you want me to do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. And then we'll say, like, it's great. Thank you guys for coming in. We really appreciate it. Look out for our next event. And now, just that's what we're here for, everyone to just... Networks, so yeah, I could do the call up, like marketers, developers, investors. Is there one? We don't know. That would be cool if an investor shows up.
Yeah, that would be cool.
One crazy important
content
thing
writers.
Is that we need to get people's contact information. So are we going to do that as they're coming in?
Okay,
or
so
are we
what I want to
do
is
after the pitch.
I was thinking about that. What I want to do is one of us, I'm willing to do it, can sit at the front with the computer. They have Wi-Fi there. And as they walk in, just get them to sign in. Like, be like, hey guys, sign in.
Do you think it would be easier if we just have them write their information down and we'll just input it ourselves later on? Because if you're gonna cause a line and you're gonna cause like...
I have an idea for that. How about when we get up and talk, we'll say like, hey everyone, pull your phones out, go to JerusalemHub.com and go to this page and just sign information. We want to know who everyone's here and we want to be able to get you all connected together.
Okay, so how about this?
The fastest way possible.
We can have... First of all, we could have more than one computer there. We have two, three computers there. People who walk in, they can sign in. If they don't, that's fine. And then during that, you also call that up as a call to action. So we have a second option for that. And then in the end, one of us can walk around, or all of us can walk around and just talk to people. And then as you talk to them, like, hey, did you get a chance to sign up? And then just do it on your phone real quick for them, right? So that they don't have a chance to run away without doing that. So, I mean, basically, we just make that part of the whole thing, you know? This is information gathering.
Yeah.
Beginning, middle, end. So we'll throw it through.
See
like
how
that.
Many names and numbers we could get.
Right.
I think that's a cool idea. I think we should input it either way. I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be difficult to get people's information after the fact. You know what I'm saying? If we have the people who have committed to coming. We have people who are interested in coming. I just honestly think for those first 30 minutes, if you just have someone sitting in the front, just taking names down, just so we have their information.
Do a mixture of the two.
Yeah, I think it's best if we, because we'll get the most data that way.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you know, honestly, if this were me going to one of these events, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'd be playing Angry Birds on my phone, to be honest with you. So, like, I think we should have someone sitting in the front, just taking down information. I could be that person, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just make a big sheet of paper saying name, phone number, email, company name, and then just we'll just input it ourselves if we don't have it already, and we'll just cross examine the data.
The only reason why I prefer to do it on a computer or a device of some sort is because, and this is something I learned to do, it
says,
also somebody might be like, just take my phone number. If you have a device, you could say, oh, I need your email also, because it won't let me like enter it until you give me, and it works better like that. But I mean, listen, the truth is we can implement all sides of that.
Yeah.
Just, if we double up, we double up, you know? We'll just input it in.
So what happened is, like, if we double up, we could run an algorithm on it to just cut the doubles.
Sure.
Really easy. But I think with where we're starting in the beginning of our stages here, we it's most important that we build that community.
Yeah.
In order for us to build that community, we have to kind of cast the web and kind of catch everybody.
Exactly.
So whether or not they want to be part of the emailing list or whether or not they want to be a part of the community, we want them to be a part of the community regardless, because they're eventually going to want to be a part of the community.
And if they're not part of, if they don't want to be, then like really what will happen is like the dirty meat will just like fall off.
Yeah.
The bone.
Which is fine by us.
Hey, listen, the idea is also like, you know,
I just made that term.
We want to be second in mind, you know, they're with us on Facebook. They're with us on Instagram. I mean, for sure, you should definitely do that. Or one of us should do that when we're up there. Like, hey guys, take out your phone right now. Go to Facebook, Jerusalem Hub, like it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Call to action. Yeah. Gotta make that happen.
So I think that concludes us discussing what the event is gonna be like.
Okay.
I wonder
how many people you think are gonna show up.
I honestly don't know. The crazy thing is that like
it could be anywhere from 12 to 200. We have no idea.
There's not enough room, which is amazing.
Right.
We're excited and we're scared. But it's gonna be good.
People are looking at us like we're actually.
Also, I just wanted to add a little excerpt here since we're finished discussing the event and pretty much everything else that we plan on discussing. We've took it upon ourselves. Yes, we are Jewish. We don't really follow the New Year calendar, but we do because it's part of the secular calendar, and that's what everything is like. And we've kind of took it upon ourselves to read as many books as possible. Mm. I finished about 2.5 books. I listened to
same thing.
Yeah, I listened
you
to
consumed.
The 10X Rule. Consumed, that's better. I like that. I listened to the 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, which is for anyone who's ambitious or anyone who wants to achieve any of their passions, I highly recommend it. It's about like the 10th time I've listened to it.
Yeah.
I listened to,
can't listen to it
Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. Also an insanely good book just for anyone in specific who's just trying to achieve anything, whether you're an artist or of any sort or a business person or trying to get into the business world. He has the keys to be the new age entrepreneur. And I'm in the middle of the 4-hour work week. I don't know what I'm going to read afterwards. It's pretty damn good. It's pretty cool.
Check out the E-Myth.
I'm in the middle of reading the 4-Hour Workweek and book, and I'm also listening to The Personal MBA by Josh Kaufman. Amazing book. Everyone needs to listen to it. It's a business education in 300 pages or something like that. You got to listen to it.
We're not really making a book club here, but we're open to suggestions in terms of what you guys have read and what you suggest to us, because at this point, it's all about knowledge. We're all college dropouts, proudly. I know that to some people who might be listening.
Remember that guy who ripped on us? Like, why'd you guys think college?
Yeah, that was awesome. And the reality is...
Waste of time.
The reality is, though...
You know why I dropped out of college? Because I want to live as a hermit and die in the mountains alone.
Because we're not
That's
lemmings.
Why.
But the reality is that, in my opinion, as far as business goes, experience trumps all education. And with that experience, if you have the wherewithal and the mindset to want to learn more, you will learn more. If you're sitting in class, you're only going to grasp about 20% of what you're learning. And the reality is that we're eager to learn, we're eager for ideas, we're eager for input, and we're trying to consume as much information as possible.
We're trying to educate ourselves, essentially.
Yep.
So Jim Rohn once said, education will make you a living, self-education will make you a fortune.
With that being said, unless anyone else has anything to mention, this concludes episode 2 of Jerusalem Hub's podcast.
It's exciting.
I think it was a renounding success, if that's even a word.
So actually, I got an idea for the next one.
Okay, sure.
I'll just throw this into this one. Like, I posted a tweet as we started this podcast.
Sure.
From our Jerusalem Hub
resounding
Twitter account.
It was resounding.
So what I wrote was... I wrote on our Twitter account, let me open it up. I said, we're podcasting out, send us, tweet me questions.
Yes.
Oh, I think somebody did. Oh!
Please.
There we go. We got a, this is to start our first, we'll start it now, not next week. How about that? That's about taking action. This guy, Azaria, Pride of Sputin, do you know who that is?
It's Kalev.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerusalem Hub. How can you hope to distinguish yourself from other companies that help startups? Also, please shout out to Lonzo Ball and the Big Baller Brand. The hell's that?
You don't know who Lonzo Ball and Big Baller Brand are?
Thanks for the great work.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Azaria, or Kalev.
Kalev Bacharach.
Bacharach. Scratch my back. How do you distinguish yourself from other companies that help startups? So we actually spoke about that already. So if you heard earlier, we're talking about being angel partners. We're not just standing on the side and saying, hey, startups, come to us. we're going to those startups and saying, we are here to help you. We're here to draw the path for you, bring you.
We're by your side. We are the Gandalf
exactly.
to your Fellowship of the Ring.
We are the Dory to your Nemo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a spot. We are your angel partners, and we're here to help, and we want to help everyone succeed. Your success is our success, but really, our product is, we're here for you.
Yeah. Awesome. We want more questions like that.
Yes.
Ridiculous questions. It doesn't matter. It's cool for us.
So from now on, what we're going to start doing is we're going to start posting on Twitter and Instagram at the beginning of our podcast, and then throughout, we will answer any questions that come to us. So it'll be a little more interactive for you guys also, and we'll get more out of it as well. So that is going to be awesome.
And look out next week for our intro.
This is Yaron Pack, by the way, saying that, just so you know.
Aaron Menlowitz.
And this is Sean Mackowitz. This concludes the end of episode 2 of Jerusalem Hub.
All right, Amish, just keep on listening and staying not Amish.
All right, cool. Have a great weekend, and we're looking forward to episode 3.
Stay hungry, boys and girls.